Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 23rd, Missions Monday. Today we want to highlight sowing seeds of hope, which exists to improve the lives of residents in Alabama's Black Belt. Their work often includes improving health, housing, and resources available to families through education, economic development, and concrete support. We want to be praying alongside Sowing Seeds of Hope. And also, if you're interested in getting involved, you can contact Miss Jo Wills. This is our last week in the book of Romans for a while, so we should say our memory passage together. Romans 8, 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Our daily reading today from Romans is Romans 15, verses 22 through 29, and I'm reading in the English Standard Version. This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain, and to be helped on my journey there by you, once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I'm going to Jerusalem, bringing aid to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. I just want to make one little quick note here about those of us who have spiritual blessings. We also should be those who share our material blessings. We know that we have come to faith through the work of other people by the power of the Holy Spirit. That same generosity that came to us spiritually has also come to us materially from God, and He calls us to be a people who share. So today, may that be a challenge to us. Lord, help us to hold on to our material possessions loosely and to use what you have given for the flourishing of your world. Our Psalms passage is Psalm 72, verses 1 through 11. This says of Solomon, "Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people. Give deliverance to the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. May they fear you while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May desert tribes bow down before him, and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This psalm made me chuckle a little bit because in the Splon household last week, we were talking about how long the sun would live. Like, at what point is it going to die out? It was somewhere between 1 billion and 5 billion years from now. We also talked about the moon and how it's getting a little bit further from the earth every year, like maybe 1.5 inches away each year. Why am I mentioning this? Well, let's read verse 5 again. May they fear you, God and his king, while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations. So he's saying for a very, very long time, Lord, would you bring fear of yourself and of your king to your people? Now remember, Solomon's saying, hey, let them fear me and defend my cause and help me to be in a peaceful land until the moon is no more. But we read this in light of Jesus and his kingship. And so the prayer that we bring to the Lord is, Lord, for 5 billion more years, if the earth endures that long, I hope you come back before then. But if it endures that long, may the fear of the Lord be there. May Christ reign on this earth in peace till the moon is no more. Let me read these last verses and you think about Jesus. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May desert tribes bow down before him, as we learned in Romans 14, which was a quotation from Isaiah. Isn't it all coming together? It's so exciting. And his enemies lick the dust. May all kings fall down before him. All nations serve him. And this is our prayer, God, that all nations would bow down before you and that we would be people who seek to share the good news all around the world. We pray your blessings upon sowing seeds of hope, the ministry that our church supports and comes alongside. Bless and keep them, Lord, and help them to be a conduit of your love and grace. We ask that you, the God of hope, would fill us with all joy and peace as we serve you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.